Yeah, I've got a UHF one. I don't have a VHF one, and it's a handheld control head. You know, so I had that one. The handheld control head was just came out from underneath the seat, and you know, it was pretty stealthy. And that's all I ran for the longest time. But if I wanted to have VHF in there, I'd have to either get another handheld control head, and they're ghastly expensive and hard to come by. If I wanted to go with a more conventional control head, I got that. You know, so I don't know. It's, you know, that's the issue. If I wanted to have both bands. Then if you really wanted to be crazy, you get the 902 one, too. Just kidding.
You know, you talk about that, and I think you and I have talked about it at lunch sometime, that there's more 900 stuff in the state than I thought. And if you did a search on it, especially when you get to the west side of the state, you know, and there's some over here, even like in Wayne County, there's a couple, three of them, too. Well, we know where there's one in Macomb, but there's a couple in Wayne County, so there's actually more of that than you think. But I did experiment with that, and it has to be a W radio. No ifs, ands, ors about it. There has to be a W in it. So if it says U, one of the blogs said for hammies, U means useless. So that's strictly public service. But if it says W, and you got something.